Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
All right, 49ers faithful, welcome back to another edition of the 49ers Rush Podcast. We got a live show going on right now, and you know, we just finished Kyle Shanahan's press conference. Debo just finished signing his deal. He's going out to practice today. We're going to be covering a lot more details came out of the Debo Samuel contract. We're going to be covering some of those things. The beautiful Juan Solis got us clips from the press conference that just ended literally minutes ago, and Clayton, the wise one himself, is behind the scenes working at today's executive producer. So we got a lot of stuff. So we're going to cover Debo. We're going to talk about the first day of practice for the 49ers training camp, which is awesome. That's happening right now. And then also, I want to conclude this episode focusing on the slot and cornerback play and understanding of that. What Kyle Shanahan sees in his philosophy as the corner, which is one of my favorite clips maybe I've ever seen in a Kyle Shanahan press conference. So we're going to do Debo. We're going to do some contract numbers. Then we're going to shift to the other side of the ball and focus on corners. The ones that will be responsible stopping different wide receivers for other teams. Now, a couple things that I do got to take care of. One, the giveaway for the Debo Samuel contract. I'm so excited about this. We're going to announce that tomorrow on the John and Wayne show with Wayne Breezy. That's going to be at 12:30 p.m. So if you want to catch us tomorrow, we'll be live during that time. We'll be announcing the winner there. I think we had like almost 30 correct entries, and we are going with the 7/31. We're Twitter people. Whenever it was announced, that's what we're going with. I know he signed it today, but that wouldn't have worked because it just wouldn't have worked that way. So 7/31, that is the winning guess for all the Patreon and Twitter people that put that out there. Excited about those. We'll be picking one lucky random winner that guessed correctly. Also, another giveaway I want to throw out there, probably should have had a picture. An anonymous Patreon member, great person, reached out to me this morning and said, hey, I want to give away a Trent Williams jersey to one of the countdown crews. And so I freaking love it. And so he said he wants to stay anonymous, which is awesome. I respect that. But what he wants to do is he wants to give it to somebody that gets the most hashtag CCs in a 1 week span. So we're going to start counting those tomorrow during Tuesday show. So if you're missing this live, just want to let you know the most hashtag CCs gets a free Trent Williams jersey at the end of the week. That's going to be Tuesday to Tuesday. We'll announce it the following Tuesday. So today, love all the hashtag CCs, but they don't count for the Trent Williams one. I'm going to start counting those tomorrow. What's up, 49ers faithful forever? I even saw my buddy Waller from Alaska. I love it, man. Glad to have him, even though he's a Cowboys fan. Glad to have him here. oh, what's up? We got a new Patreon new tier ready. So Patreon charges on the 1st, which is today. So I'm going to let that clear. We're going to announce all of our new Patreon movement tomorrow because I can't start the new tier. I don't want anybody getting double charged. Don't want any of that stuff. So again, lots of announcements tomorrow during the John and Wade show. Got to be really, really excited about that. Now let's jump into Debo. Kyle Shanahan pretty much dominated the press conference, rightfully so. You get an all-pro receiver locked up for 3 more years, really 4, because you have him 1 year on the rookie deal, 3 years extension added onto it. We'll get to those numbers. But Kyle Shanahan was asked, did you ever doubt? Did you ever have doubt on the Debo getting signed? Here's what he said.
Yeah, there wasn't much doubt for a while. It's kind of, we got a great relationship with Debo. This stuff's always hard. Like I said yesterday or last time I talked about it, it's a big business. There's a lot of money involved and big decisions for everybody. But we have a great relationship with Debo, and that's never changed.
There wasn't a lot of wavering from the people that are close to the organization. There wasn't a lot of wavering. We were pretty solid on this the entire time. We felt like it would get done. It just made too much sense. And, man, Shanahan nailed it. He really, really did. Now, let's talk about some of these numbers. Pro Football Talk actually broke this contract, which I guarantee you did not come from the 49ers. They can't stand that guy. He can't stand them. I guarantee you it came from his agent. Anyway, I don't want to mention his name because I'm not the biggest fan. Anyway, 3 year, $71.5 million. Okay. Congratulations, Debo. Secured the bag. Well deserved. $24 million is a signing bonus. What does that mean? That's important because that gets spread, and that's a cap significant number that gets spread out through the life of the deal. So that's going to be spread out through the 4 years. It's a 4-year deal. So that's a $6 million cap hit spread out. Okay. You can go up to 5 years. So if there was a void year, then that would be instead of 6 million hitting 4 times, right? That'd be 5 million hitting 6 times. Or I'm sorry, 6 million hitting 5 times. I think I did that right. My numbers are way off. There we go. So only $41 million is truly guaranteed. All right. Now we're talking about guarantees and truly guarantees. Welcome to the NFL contract world, which is designed to be confusing. Wish it was more like baseball where it was all guaranteed. That would be great. That's what they deserve. But whatever. I digress. So $41 million is truly guaranteed. If Debo is still on the active roster April 1st, of 2023, so next year, let's say he's still on the roster, then that jumps to the $58.1 million guaranteed. So right now, it's only $41 million truly guaranteed, but Debo's betting on himself that, you know what, he's going to be on the active roster after this year, and once he is on the roster April 1st, the 49ers are notorious for this. Agents hate this. This is a 49er Parag Rante kind of spin that he loves to do, these April 1st guarantees. It's just different. Most teams don't do this, but the 49ers stand by it. Again, one of those just kind of irregularities. We are kind of the exception, the 49ers, and what they do. And Tommy says, man, we must be over the cap right now. I don't think Debo's cap hit is going to really change all that much. He had, I think, a 4.9. $1 million cap hit on this year. It might jump up to 7, might jump up to 8. I don't think it's going to go that much. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. 49ers faithful forever. He says, so is Debo overweight or not? Shanny didn't really answer the question. So if you go back to when Debo was drafted, afterwards, I don't have this press conference clip. It's from a long time ago. They said, you know, we really trust the coaches and all that stuff, talking about Will Muschamp and the South Carolina coaching staff, which they loved before they got fired because they were just honest with them, right? They went Javon Kinlaw. They went Debo. There's a lot of relationships there. And one of the things the South Carolina coaching staff told them is like, hey, you need to watch Debo's weight. He will show up overweight. And so that's one of those things you got to watch. But since his second year in the NFL, that hasn't been a situation. And I mean, you've seen all the Deebo Samuel workouts and all the stuff on IG. And even though he's been a quote unquote holed in, he's been sprinting his rear end off. And what Shanahan did mention specifically is that he is hitting the speed, right? The GPS trackers that they have in the, their pads and all that kind of stuff. He's hitting the speed they want him at. So he's got time if they want to filter it down, if they want to filter it up. Deebo plays pretty big usually. That's a big reason why he can play running back, right? So I don't think that's too big of a deal. I'm not too worried about it. I think Debo's good, not concerned. But that doesn't mean you just throw him in helter-skelter, time to go. And Shanahan talked about this. They are going to ease Deebo into practice.
Side, so he's been hitting all his speeds and stuff, so we feel good about his conditioning. I always worry just throwing a guy in with the amount of routes because routes are different. So we'll ease him in. Just, I mean, he won't be 100% with the reps that he would normally get, but we'll increase it each day and watch how he is once he gets in those reps.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
Yeah, so it kind of goes, you know, you got to take that. You ease them in, be smart. You don't have a game for over a month. You're 5 weeks out from the very first game, right? But if you are, I mean, hopefully you guys are going to be coming out and partying with us out in Chicago. The night before, we're going to be at Gracie O'Malley's. I got a picture somewhere here. Let me get that up there. We're going to be out at Gracie O'Malley's. And then after that, oh, I don't have the picture loaded. That's my bad. But here are some pictures from last year's party. The great Mayoko even came out, which was awesome. Here's a picture from our tailgate last year. Had an absolute blast. We crushed it, and it's going to be crushed again. I mean, shoot. KP, Vish, Crocker's coming out. Ponte, I'm not sure if Ponte's coming out this year or not for that trip. But, man, we've got so much planned. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Come party with us. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a great time. Trivia, giveaways, live show. It's going to be a lot, man. And, yeah, I think Squishy Banana, which I love seeing in the chat every time. People worry too much. It gets bad. It gets bad. And there are people that make a living off of it being bad. And have people that make a living off of trying their hardest to get people stressed and fear and all that kind of stuff. It sucks. But this is the world in which we live. This is the environment in which we have that social media has created. And it sucks. But Kyle has the answer.
Oh, that's Deebo and I. Like, I said it, I probably the best way I could explain it is, as so much stuff comes out and you hear things, and that's, and I have respect for all that. But what I've learned throughout my career, especially when there's big decisions coming in, if you pay attention to everything, you will go crazy. And if you take everything 100%, you'll take things very personal. And so, like, that's why I just pride myself and ourselves on just talk to the person. And what comes out of that person's mouth is usually what I hang my hat on, and that's kind of all I go with. So I don't listen to anything except the communications I have with individual.
And again, you gotta watch what comes in, comes out. That's a big deal. So you got to be kind of smart about what that is. And, you know, Kyle telling everybody, like, man, I'm talking to Debo, and that's what this is going to be. Now, let's get back to some more numbers. If we look at now, one of the things back to his weight, the 49ers put in a $200,000 off-season workout bonus for each year. That's huge. So if you're one of those people that's concerned about the shape or the weight that Debo's in, this guarantees OTAs next year, Debo's going to be there. OTAs the following year, Debo's going to be there. OTAs the last year, Debo's going to be there. Why? 200,000 reasons why. Just for showing up, which, understand this, there might be a narrative that's out there that I completely disagree with. Debo is a hard damn worker. Now, first, second year, perhaps you could have said that, but he took that leap where he was just a beast in the offseason working his tail end off. So you've got to, I don't know where this narrative's coming from, but yeah, Debo's going to be fine. But the 49ers are basically insuring $200,000 a year worth that he will be there. He will be there. John, this from Kid Trickster. He says, John, do you think the three-year Debo deal aligns with Ayuk? In the last year, do they make a decision on who to keep? No, I don't think so. They'll make the decision on Ayuk probably next year. Now, Ayuk is different because he was a first-round pick. So, one, he's 1 year behind. Two, he gets that fifth-year option, right? So, I don't think it's an either or. I mean, Ayuk's not going to command the type of money Debo is. Now, if Ayuk goes out and has a 1,700 total yard, whatever, then yeah, then we can talk. But I don't think that's one of the things that's going to happen. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. What's up, Zach? He says, John called it the whole way. Maybe inside information. Nope. I do have sources inside. I tell them I don't want to know. the only inside information I get, never mind. I don't get any of that stuff. I don't get any. I'm not that cool, man. I don't want to be that cool. I don't want to be that cool. What's up, Millie? I love this. I'm going to Denver. Where can I get my tickets to meet you and Frank Gore? Man, I'm so glad you asked. Get your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We do have tickets available. And this was asked to me. Now, every single time we go to a venue, we have to negotiate everything. Because a lot of times these venues are bars and whatever else, and like it's rough. So for the Denver trip, we 100% were able to negotiate in family friendly. So if you want your kids to meet Frank Gore, guess what? All parties welcome. We were able to get that taken care of. But that's going to be 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. $10 just to get in. You can party with Frank Gore for $10 damn. That's incredible. At Blake Street Tavern, Saturday night, September 24th from 4 to 10 p.m. And we've got a huge event going on there Sunday as well. All you can eat and drink, all this available on there. $99 is going to be incredible buffet, premium liquor, going to be a party. Watch the games before the 49ers game. We're going to be having a good time, man. All that available on the site. Go check that out. Yeah, Squishy Banana, I think you nailed it. John just knows the 49ers tendencies. I think you're picking up on something there. Now, these numbers, annual incentives. This is one of the things we don't know yet either. $650,000 per year in annual incentives. Have not been clearly put out there just yet. That probably means Pro Bowl. That probably means 1,000 yards receiving, all pro. If we make it to the NFC Championship, start a certain number of games. Those are usually the incentives. Now, why do they put those on there? Because, one, it helps the player bet on themselves. Two, it falls under a different category when you're talking about contracts. Not likely to be earned. Okay, which means does not count against the salary cap. So that's an extra way, right? This is a four-year deal, $650,000 a year. That's that off the cap. Does not count against the cap. Does that make sense? So if he hits it, great. If he doesn't, no big deal. That's kind of where that is.
Luke, appreciate it, man. He said, what's up, JC? What's up, my friend? Best of the game, keeping it straight and honest. Salute, my brother. Man, thank you. Freaking salute right back, even though I'm not in the military. I don't know if that was bad if I did that, but appreciate the kind words, my friend. Love it. Oh, Adam, Niners fan in Dubai. He says, just heard the news. Fantastic. All over the world, man. I love the faithful from afar. They are incredible. So that's the Debo incentives. However, and maybe the best part of the entire contract, right here, baby. Yeah, I see you, Coach Crew, snatching those chains. No restrictions or limitations on how Debo will be used. None, nada, zilch. It was all contract negotiation. That's what all that was. That's what all that was. Now, let's hear it from, just as Shanahan basically said, the horse's mouth. Let's hear from Shanahan. How are you going to use Debo? Is it going to change?
I think based off of whatever happens, I mean, from my standpoint, schematically, from our team's personnel, from Debo's, from what we think gives us the best chance to win, if we wanted to move Debo to running back, that would have been something that we were honest with him about. Towards the end of last year, in the last few games, he became our 1-2 punch. And also Elijah, who was our most physical back, he wasn't the healthiest either. And we thought we had to play our two best guys to get done what we wanted to with our team, which was awesome. To have that option to do that, you can't do that with anybody. You got to do that with a special player, and Debo is a special player. And I think that's why he's earned this contract that he's got, and I think that's why he's going to continue to earn it going forward.
Simple. It's simple. It's easy. Debo is a football player first. Did he do what he did to get paid? Yes, he did. Do I fault him at all? No, I don't. If he hurt some of your feelings on social media, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Buttercup. It's going to be okay. But here's what I know. This is a guy who literally puts his life on the line and his body on the line continually and was the best player on the field for every single team, whoever we played down that stretch. Maybe you want to throw Cooper Kupp in there. That's fine. But this dude was an all-pro last year. Again, let me just put this in context. I just finished filming. We're doing a whole new Debo video, kind of what we did with the Nick Bosa and the Trey Lance one. If you haven't seen those, we're trying something new here where we're doing a whole bunch of editing and film clipping in and effects and all that stuff. They're called 49ers Rush Originals if you want to check out the playlist on our YouTube page. But I just finished filming this morning the raw cut before we go ahead and add everything in. Listen to some of these numbers, okay? Debo finished with 1,770 yards, total yards. Terrell Owens never did that once in his entire career. He's top three wide receiver, no questions asked. Jerry Rice, the greatest football player of all time, did it once. He eclipsed that one time in 1995. That's it. What Debo did was insane. Listen to the players. And again, a lot of you guys know this. Debo received all pro, right? He was a first team all pro wide receiver. Listen to the people he beat out. Jamar Chase had 1,823 yards receiving, which is just stupid, and 14 touchdowns. He received it over him. Justin Jefferson, 1,600 yards, 10 touchdowns. Over him, Tyreek Hill, 1,500 receiving yards, 12 touchdowns. Over him. What Debo did was miraculous. And that doesn't even take into effect what he did in the playoffs. Those are regular season numbers. Whenever the team, every single team we played against, number one job, stop Debo Samuel. And he still kept doing it, still kept doing it, still kept doing it. He's so important to everything, to all of it. What's up, Shot J? I love it. He says, like, subscribe, Patreon, support Senior Chapman. So much offered. Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate that, Shot J. Thank you. Now, Shanahan did kind of move forward and talk about Debo and Trey and what that means long-term and how they're going to benefit each other.
I think that's one of the reasons that we made the move that we did. I mean, those mean, contracts and salary caps are a big deal, and you want to keep everybody, and I wish you could pay everybody. But that's what's tough, and that was one of the decisions we made last year, that we saw some of the guys coming forward. We knew where we were at quarterback, and we knew that was something that could help us a lot, solve some of these problems with guys who have played well and who deserve to get paid this much. And we still got more guys. I mean, there's lots of guys on our team that we don't want to lose. So hopefully we can keep working that stuff.
Experience full plates and fuller wallets with America's best value meal kit. Here's the deal. I was beyond skeptical, okay? I'm not a big cook. I don't really have a lot of time for that. You guys know I got way too much stuff going on. But with every point, it is all the hard stuff's taken out of it. And so here's what's amazing. You prepare all of your meals in less than 30 minutes or less. And again, I wouldn't touch it if that was the case. But it's healthy, it's delicious, and it's quick. You ever sit around like, all right, what am I going to make next? They take all of that out. And so if you head over to everyplate.com, use the promo code 49ers179, no specials. Now, what does that 179 mean? With no spaces? Again, 49ers179. Every meal is $1.79. So again, go over to everyplate.com and enter the code 49ers179. $1.79 per meal. It's incredible. And here's one of the things why I've worked with these guys for so long is I endorse their product. I use their product with my family. My son likes their product. My wife likes it. If you can make all of us happy, you're doing something great. So give yourself and your wallet a break. Enjoy delicious, affordable meals delivered to your door. You don't have to go shopping, and ready to go in just 6 simple steps. So try Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code 49ers179.
And that's where, you know, we kept telling everybody that Jimmy Garoppolo's deal doesn't matter for Debo's deal. It didn't. The numbers just added up. You could see it very simply. For example, when Fred Warner signed his contract, his salary cap number went down, not up. It's going to stay about the same. And there was plenty of room in the deal for that. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo's deal matters moving forward, what Kyle just said. Because you have a rookie contract, that lets you spend other places. Other places? Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa, that's what that means. And I would probably throw one of these in there. I think you might be able to keep one of the following after this year. Just one. I don't think you're going to be able to keep two or three, but this is a conversation down the line, but just a little foreshadowing. Mike McGlinchey, Dre Greenlaw, Aziz. I think you can keep one contract-wise. You get rid of Jimmy, you might be able to keep two. Does that make sense? That's why it matters. You're going to be able to pay Bosa. Jimmy's numbers come off the book next year or this year, no matter what happens. Not too worried about that. But if you get rid of Jimmy, you go from keeping one of those three to two of those three. And so that's huge. Yeah, that's Sean Watson news. 49ers faithful forever. It's ridiculous. Now, a couple things I do want to clarify. One, this is the judge's recommendation, which I read part of her conclusion. I read her conclusion, disagree with a lot of her platform, but I wasn't in the hearings. I don't want to turn it into a judge bash session, but yeah, completely disagree. Basically, this is the NFL's ruling hasn't happened yet. They have 3 days to appeal the decision. The judge recommended 6 games. The judge recommended no fine. Okay. NFL has not stepped out to, you know, appeal to this. The NFLPA has chosen not to, so they're fine with it. So the minimum he will be suspended is 6. It could go up. The NFL wants a season. We'll see what they do. This is unprecedented. We're in new times. But let me keep in mind a couple things. The 49ers wide receivers were fined more for wearing a custom Kyle Shanahan jersey halfway through the season than Deshaun Watson was for 24 and counting sexual assault charges. If this 6-game suspension stands, that is 1/4 suspension per allegation. Now, they are allegations, but I did read some of the deposition that was leaked. Dirty. I hate how little our justice system goes to defend
those that I don't know. I don't want to get too into it, but I hate it. I hate it. Derek, man, thank you so much for the gift and your generosity. I appreciate that. The super chat. He says, hey, John, thank you as always for the content. Man, yeah, we got you, baby. It was a long summer. It was a long off season, but now that we're getting all this new content and man, stuff's coming out, we can actually like have intelligent conversations, well-informed, not dealing with all the clickbait crap. And most importantly, football. I can't wait till I get some tape. That's what I'm talking about. I think we're 11 days away from me getting some new tape to break down. Oh, that is awesome. Robin, hey, John, did you make your quota this week for film watching? I saw Kyler had it taken out his contract. Yeah, I started keeping track of how much film I was watching. I made it one day. I think I watched like a 1 hour and 12 minutes that day that I started. Then they dropped it out of Kyler's contract. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've far exceeded that. I did a whole Debo dive last night and this morning. Got up pretty early. Been up since about 3:45 this morning. My dog woke me up again. But I was like, hey, man, let's do some Debo film. Why not? So, you know, just cutting clips for that new video that hopefully we'll have out tomorrow. Getting that done. Yeah, I pass 4 hours every single week, especially with that film football 101 series we're doing on Patreon, which I love. I really, really do enjoy. But new football content, new film coming out in 11 days versus the Packers. Really, really pumped about that. Rick, should we wait to sign up for Patreon till tomorrow or is today okay? So I haven't even created the new tier yet. I'm waiting for that payment to process. Then it's going to be that. So right now what we have on Patreon, let me just talk about this teaser. We have the Frank Gore tier right now. That's $8 a month, which is incredible the amount of videos you get. Every single play, offense, defense, football 101, any breakdown I ever do, you get all those there. And giveaways. We do extra giveaways there as well. Giving away a lot more training camp passes over on Patreon this week coming up. So more stuff there. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to institute the Steve Young tier. All right. That's going to be twice as much, $16 a month, but you get all the previous things. Every single play, offense, defense, football 101, all that stuff, plus an additional episode every single week of the season starting now. We did our very first one last week with the 49ers cutback. It was awesome. Plus, you get extra 49ers content. The two coaches over there, football coaches, sticking with our theme. They're doing a free preview episode of the Coaches All 22 film on the team we're playing upcoming. So you kind of get a jump into what, you know, a scouting report would look like every single week the whole year. And then we have our Jerry Rice tier, which is $20 a month. You get everything plus not one, but two monthly hangouts every single freaking month. It's incredible, man. We're nobody else is putting out near as much content as we are. And if you want extra content, that's where it's going to be. But if you want to sign up now, you can sign up for the Frank Gore tier or the Jerry Rice tier. I haven't added that middle tier with all the extra stuff on it just yet, but I will soon. So anyway, patreon.com/49ersrushpodcast. I want to transition now. Debo, I could talk about Debo all day. We're 30 minutes in. I want more. I want to switch to the opposite side of the ball. I want to talk about, first I want to talk about this slot corner position, which is very, very important. And this is a 50-second clip from Kyle Shanahan, and it's one that I've got tagged, and I've already copied and pasted it because I keep like a catalog of folders from every player I've ever broke down film on, and I have this everywhere. You know, coaching tape, Kyle tape, corner tape, slot corner tape. I've got it everywhere. I've got like six copies, and this is something that's going to play such a huge factor even in next year's draft, all those things. So listen carefully. You want to understand football. This is a 50-second clip that's going to help you understand the difference between a slot corner in the 49ers scheme and an outside corner.
Just like O-linemen. I mean, you got how many corners you get up on game day, and usually it's five. And there's three out there the majority of the time, and sometimes you can get four out there. But you need other guys to play special teams. So when guys go down, that was tough with K-1 because he was a nickel only. If other guys went down, you couldn't move them around as much. So you'd love to have guys to move around. But first and foremost, you want a guy who can play that position the right way. And that's what was so great about Kaywan. But sometimes when people are just inside, I mean, when you're outside the numbers, there's a certain element of your 40 time and stuff. You got to be able to stop a go route. And if you don't always do that, you can hide a little bit more inside with that because of the way you play with leverage. You can't run a go route right away. It's got to be a wide and go and things like that. You can play outside leverage. So it allows guys who might not have that elite 40 speed to still be very good corners.
Very similar translation as well to the wide receiver position. The difference between a slot wide receiver and an outside wide receiver is its shiftiness. A lot of times that's what happens, but for the 49ers, it's not that at all. Juwan Jennings is not shifty. It's the top end speed to get over the top, right? So the further you get away from the ball, the more speed matters. That's why it's so important. Now, obviously, there is a gigantic question mark at the 49ers slot corner position. Now, the person who is currently manning the first team, I don't expect to be there the entire season, is Darqueze Dennard, former first-round pick, 2014 draft, same draft as D4, Jimmy Ward, all that stuff. We talked about that a few episodes ago. But here's Talanoa Hufanga, who's somebody that I really, really respect. His awareness for the situation around him is incredible. He was asked, this is a few days ago, he was asked about what it was like when Dennard first stepped on the team, Darqueze Dennard. He was brought off the street for that Week 17 game. And I think this is very, very telling.
Man, he's just freaking, he's incredible. You know, being around him.
Sorry, clicked the wrong button. I got fat fingers. Here we go.
I think when he came in for the practices, I still remember him coming in, and I think he practiced like twice that week, or I can't the specifics, but I remember he came in and like he learned the defense overnight, and it was kind of crazy because I was like, how can you do it so quick and just go out on the field? And I was like, that's what the NFL is all about, you know? It's a league that is the highest of the highest, and so watching him come in and just do his job like that, it was pretty incredible, and it didn't go unnoticed in our room, so we definitely praised him for that for sure.
Now, that was an interesting game because that was you lose, you go home. That was Week 17 against the Rams. You know, the Saints won. You lose, you go home. Had a couple injuries. You had all the COVID stuff. And he stepped in and just went nuts. Yeah, I'm with you, Terradome. Yeah, 100%. He's going to break out this year. I'm excited about that. Really excited about Huff. But I want to stick on Dennard because then – Kyle Shanahan was asked a similar question about the same thing, Darqueze Dennard, and he detailed it very, very well. I love the memory on freaking Kyle Shanahan. He remembers things very, very well.
Impressive. I mean, you're talking about the last game of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was extremely impressive. I remember that whole week, you know, we had a bunch of guys out. Guys were getting sick and stuff, and some guys hurt. And I remember that Sunday morning, we were hoping to get four guys back that we thought we would. We knew it was going to be 50-50, but we were thinking positively, and we found out we didn't get any of those four. So we had to bring guys in and play that hadn't played before, and it was just we didn't know. I mean, we gave Dennard as much of the reps as we could, but you just hope he's on it and planning on it and working away from us as much as he can, and he got out there for 18 reps, and they all say they do, but you really know when you see him out there, and he showed us he's a guy we can count on, a guy we can trust.
And so building that chemistry, trust, reliability, you know, awareness, understanding of the defense in such a short time, week 17, or sorry, I think it was week 18. It was the seventh. Yeah, that's right. There we go. Anyway, it was big. It was really, really big, and it left a lasting impression. And so he's going to get first crack at this. There's no doubt. He's got the athleticism. He's got the experience. He's got all those things. Can he perform? Now, the good news about this slot corner role, it's not just up to him. You go out and you draft rookie Samuel Womack. That's who I would probably expect to be the starting corner, slot corner, towards the end of the season. Similar trajectory as Ambry Thomas. Sit, learn. We got a veteran in front of you. If he can't perform, we'll allow you to do that. He's been taking the number twos. But there's also JV, Jason Verrett, who still not cleared a couple weeks out. But he's played in the slot as well, and Kyle was asked about this a few days ago.
Play anything. So Jason's, again, just about getting healthy too, and then just seeing how we want to balance it out, whether it's matchups, where E-Man's at, where Mooney's at. But Jason is as good a corner there is. So you guys know his history. So we're just pulling for Jason to get healthy, and he's on the right path. And if he does get there, we'll figure out how to balance those guys out. But that's something I really hope that we need to figure out.
I really hope that's something that we need to figure out. The 49ers are in a new position of depth that we have never seen, especially in the secondary. Now, there might not be a stud that you could put in at that slot corner that's going to make you sleep easy at night. Doesn't happen. 49ers don't have that. But with Denard, right, with the veteran, leadership, all those things, I love it. Oh, what's up, Juan Salas? We got a royalty in the house. He says, great show, John. Hit that like button. I love it, man. Juan, thank you for all these clips. Thank you for all your hard work. Thank you for what you do for the community. Love that man. He is freaking incredible. And I want to jump to Akeem Spence. The 49ers made another addition to their defensive line. They brought him in. I want to talk about that in a second. But before we do that, I want to finish this thought on the plan at nickel corner. You have the veteran in Darqueze Dennard that has proven one of the biggest stages of the NFL that he could step in and do it on a whim's notice. Now he's had all offseason. He's had all training camp. He's, you know, primed, ready to go. He's got the talent, former first round pick. But if he can't do it, you've got your long-term answer. Samuel Womack just sitting there, ready to go. So that's important too. And if that doesn't work out, you got your ace in the hole, Jason Verrett, whenever he gets cleared, you can put him there if you need to. There are options. The one thing that I will say is if you look at Diamandour Lenore, who I personally thought was going to be a long-term answer at that position, not an option. He's not getting any work inside. In fact, Diamandour Lenore, I don't want to go off on this tangent. From every single person I've talked to that's been there, and I've talked to well over 10, they all say Diamandour Lenore is outplaying Ambry Thomas. So if the season started today, Diamandour Lenore would be your number three corner because Jason Verrett's not healthy. Lenore has outperformed Ambry Thomas, which was, you know, that's crazy. And then Tariq Castro Fields played really, really well as well. So there's options. There's depth. This is new. This is a new thing for the 49ers to have depth and options in the secondary. That's great news. Now let's transition. Last transition of the show. I promise you that. Akeem Spence, who is awesome. You look at the 49ers brought him in today. With the, you know, they moved Maurice Hurst, who tore his bicep. Man, that sucks. Squishy Banana right here. Did you hear about the new defensive tackle we just got? Yes, and I know Akeem Spence. I know who he is. I know his play. I know what he could do. He's been in the league for a long time. You look at him, 6'1", 303, almost carbon copy of Maurice Hurst, almost carbon copy. He's been in the league for a while. He's 30 years old, so he's a vet, drafted in the fourth round of the 2013 draft. So he's a year older than the, you know, Jimmy Ward, Darqueze Dennard, D Ford. Like, he's an older dude, 30 years old, fourth round pick to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers whenever he was selected, and he played at Illinois. So he has been around for a lot of teams. Played his entire rookie deal for Tampa Bay and started, you know, he got about 30 starts in his 4 years there. Played in a lot of games, really only had one injured year, and that was 2015 where he only made 8 games. Then he started to bounce around and just became a mercenary. Spent time with Detroit, Miami, Jacksonville, Philly, New England, and Washington. Now, he has not started a game since 2018. That's not what he's here. He's a camp body with experience that can step up and play. But he's got 10.5 career sacks from the inside position. But kind of what he's best at is solo run stops. That's what he's always hung his hat on. That's what he's been able to accomplish in his career. That's just kind of what he is and what he has continued to be. But very, very strong. You go back to his combine performance, which I have up here, 37 bench press reps at 225. He's strong, but he's strong. 30-inch vertical. The dude's a powerhouse. So smaller. He's probably stronger than Hurst, but does he still have that gear of being that kind of penetrating defensive tackle? Probably not. Chances he makes the roster, probably slim. But somebody that if he does make the roster, if a couple more injuries happen at that position, you're going to be just fine being able to put him in there because of the vet savviness. I mean, you're talking about a guy that for his career has started 57 games and has 110 appearances. He's been through it. So that's a new defensive tackle the 49ers just brought in and signed today. Akeem Spence, again, 6'1", 303, fourth round pick for the Bucs back in 2013. We'll have to see. I don't see anything long term for him being like a stud or a starter. I don't think that's what it is. You're just getting some more bodies in there with some experience to help kind of contribute to the team. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. Man, that was fun. I love it. Good news is tomorrow, reminders, new Patreon launch, that's coming out. Wayne Breezy show, we're giving away that Debo. We're going to announce the Debo Samuel jersey, autographed jersey winner. Three, we're starting the Trent Williams giveaway. We're just giving stuff away. This ain't even me. This is, none of these, the Debo jersey was me. I bought that one. But Trent Williams jersey, not me. This is just another friend of the community that wants to support things. So just to remind you, if you missed it, the most hashtag CCs over the next week, starting tomorrow, gets a Trent Williams jersey. And if there's a tie for that, I'm going to start tabulating that. If there's a tie, then we'll pick one at random. So join us tomorrow for the John and Wayne show at 12:30 p.m. That's what that's going to be. And man, this is awesome. I love this. Full pads today. There's hitting, baby. Oh, it's going to be good. Anyway, appreciate you guys. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.